The only other thing, I don't even know whether to bring it up or not, because, it's just like we can talk about this all night, which is the cost issues, the financial issues. I was at a meeting recently with a very well-known breast cancer investigator, made a comment that drew a pretty decent smattering of applause about the issue of societal cost of some of the new therapies. What are your thoughts about that?
I've actually spent a lot of time thinking about that. And I come to different conclusions if I'm thinking from more of a public policy perspective where I'm thinking about what's best for my patients. It still is interesting to me that I don't remember those same comments being voiced nearly as frequently with the trastuzumab data, which found similar benefit and has similar cost associated with it. And I'm not sure I understand the difference in response to otherwise fairly similar data. Now, the total societal cost would be much greater with bevacizumab because this data applies to a much larger proportion of our population, and perhaps that accounts for it. My most recurring thought about this is that it is easy and simple to calculate the cost of the drug, but the costs that that drug saves you are very difficult to put together, and some you can't put a number to. For some women, this is a huge difference in the amount of time that they are without symptoms of their metastatic disease and are at home with their families and at work and actively participating and contributing to our society. And death from breast cancer is not cheap. It's not cheap in terms of the other therapies that we give patients, and it is definitely not cheap in terms of what we as a society lose by losing those women and what they might have contributed to their families and to all of us. But those are much more abstract concepts that are hard to put a cost on, to try and compare to a simple drug cost where you can call up any pharmacy and find out what a dose of bevacizumab for a particular size patient would cost. I don't think it means that those other costs are less important or that we shouldn't struggle with these issues and where we as a society might get the biggest impact by putting our limited healthcare dollars. But I do worry that the costs that are easy to measure might not be the most important, or certainly are not the only part of the equation that we need to consider.
Neil Maripol makes the point that I thought was very interesting, which is it kind of depends who you ask. And if you ask public policy people or politicians, it's one thing. You ask physicians, it's another thing. You ask patients, it might be something different, which I'm not sure we really have. I guess if you ask the public, who I think has a lot of concerns about cancer in general, you might get a different answer. I'd like to see all those perspectives out on the table before we kind of come to a conclusion about this.
I think you need all of those perspectives. I think you need a better sense of the long-term benefits. I certainly know of patients treated on E2100 who have stopped the paclitaxel long ago. They're still on bevacizumab. It's now 2.5 years and they're not progressing and they are working full-time. They're taking care of their families. All of those things that have economic impact for their families and our society, but they're very difficult to measure. And to put a dollar figure on those, to then compare that dollar figure to the cost of bevacizumab.
All right. Well, we never got to any other subject. Now, it's funny. This morning, I started out with Mark Pegram talking about adjuvant trastuzumab. And, hour and a half later, we're still in adjuvant trastuzumab. And now with you, an hour and a half later, we're still on bevacizumab. I mean, it's just mind-boggling the amount of information that's out there that oncologists need to consume right now.
It's huge. I truly don't know how people in practice who need to try and stay up to date on multiple diseases are able to do that because the field is progressing so rapidly and I think in such an exciting direction, but it's one where you really need to understand the biology behind the therapy to be able to use the therapy in the best way, which I don't think you could say about chemotherapy. I don't think you needed to understand much about renal physiology to safely give people cisplatin and to know how to manage its toxicities. I'm not sure that's true for some of our newer therapies.
This concludes the second CD. For an interview with Dr. Charles Vogel, please turn to the third CD.